We're in Siman Tafresh, we're up to Siman Tafresh Pei Vav, and we'll be doing the Siman. Sifal of Bechanaka Upurim Mutar Lesanos Lefneim V'Achreim. You're allowed to fast before and after Chanukah and Purim. Similarly, Hespit is Mutar. The Bach holds that Erev Chanukah you're not supposed to fast, and the Pre-Chodesh Paskins like that too. However, Hespit everyone holds is Mutar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here brings that some have a minig before Chanukah to fast on Erev Chanukah instead of Erev Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Usually people fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Erev Rosh Chodesh Tevis is Chanukah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't change your minhagim. However, l'chatchila, that's not what you do. Certainly, a tainus tzibur is not to be made on Erev Chanukah. And the same going for the day after Chanukah. Even though a yochid is allowed to fast. Siv Beis, misanim b'yud gimel ba'adar. We fast on Yud Gimel. Why is that? Because on Yud Gimel they stood up for the Milchama. And we know that when Jews went to Milchama, they fasted. That's why it says with Moshe Rabbeinu by Milchemes Amalek, he fasted. And the idea is to remember that Hashem listens to our tefillos. So the assumption is that they fasted when they went to war, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Milchemes Amalek, and therefore to commemorate that, we fast on Yud Gimel. And we have to remember that Hashem remembers us, and He sees and He hears everybody's tefillah and tshuva, and therefore people will come and do tshuva. V'im chal Purim be'echad b'Shabbes magdim l'sanos b'yom chamishi. When Purim is on a Sunday, we're makdim tainis Esther to Thursday. Now, the reason is that you're not koveya a suda on Erev Shabbos. What happens if somebody on such a year accidentally ate on Thursday? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should fast on Friday. Because really, we're not koveya tainis on an Erev Shabbos, but that's only being koveya tainis in the tzibur. If it's manis Thursday, to fast on Friday is nothing terrible. Now, the Maril did not used to give his shir on tainis Esther because people are busy preparing for Purim. However, the regular limud and base medrash, everyone still has to make sure to learn. Shabbos, Erev Purim, one does not say tachnu. Further, says the Ramah, Hagov etaynes zo ena chova. This taynes is not like the arba taynesim for the churban Yerushalayim. L'chein yesh lohaka boleis atzorach. One could be makel in time of need. Kegon meubaris ol meinikos, a woman who is pregnant or nursing. O lochola she'ein bol sakana. A chola of chola she'ein bol sakana. Afilu ra korve einayim. Shemitzdar maharbe lo yusanu. Someone even his eyes are hurting him. The halachi is that if he's in a lot of tsar, he should not fast. The yifru acharkach, and they should repay it later. Aval shar briim lo yifreshu minat tzibur, but everyone else should join in the tzibur. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that it's dafka these korvei einayim. There, it's only if they're mitztar. But a muberes and a meinekes, they don't really have to be mitztar. They just shouldn't fast. The Al-Yaraba is machmer by Leda, if it's after Lamed of Leda, that they should no longer be Mekel. Now, also with regard to making up for it afterwards, the Mashmos is that it's also Muboris and Meinikos. Whereas there are those who say that a Muboris and a Meinekes does not have to be Mashlim. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down the halacha. Yeah, let's go just a little bit further. V'mchal purim b'yom alef shemesana b'yom heishal ofan of achal bo bris mila mutur lechal lamilu l'machor b'yom vav yesana o'ochlin. So he says that if it is muktam, so everybody can eat at the bris on Thursday, that means anybody that is called, and they should fast on Friday. L'maisa, the taz is cholik. But Lamaisa, the Baal Bris, is allowed to fast and does not have to make up for it. And this is Halacha Lamaisa. Any tzom that is a nitcha and someone's making a bris, he can break his fast in the afternoon. Further, Siv Gimel, Yesh Mis'anin Gimel Yom Zecher L'Tainas Esther. There are those who fast 3 days as a Zecher to the actual Tzom that Esther did. This is Sheni Chamishin, Sheni after Purim. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. If you have a case with a non-Jew, better off doing that in Adar. Also here the Mishnah Berurah brings down that every city has the option, if a nace happened to them, that they can make their own Purim.